Let's get on the aforementioned G&M Family Market phone line and welcome back to the show our friend from ABC 7 and Fox 22, John Alba. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you as well, Rich. It is an overcast afternoon, in fact, here at Alphonse Stadium in Orono. We're getting ready for the Jeff Cole Memorial Spring Game right now.
Yeah, now because of the conditions and the possibility of some thunder and lightning, the game originally scheduled to be under the lights at 7 o'clock moved back, and Maine hoping to get that in before any inclement weather comes our way.
Yeah, I can tell you they're going to need to turn the lights on soon here. It's getting pretty dark, but this shouldn't be much of a surprise to you as someone who knows the team as well closely and follows them closely, that the first person out on the field for this scrimmage was none other than Chris Ferguson. So he seems to be a trendsetter for this UMaine football team and doing all those right things. You know, that's part of the job when you're the franchise QB, and so far so good from him.
Yeah, and that's been the difference, I think, this spring is the last seemingly several spring sessions. The quarterback position was uncertain, but they've got a clear guy there who is the leader of this team, certainly on the offensive side of things. And the spring has been more about finding some depth than anything else.
Yeah, it has been. And I think all eyes in this spring practice are going to, or the spring scrimmage rather, are going to be on who really does step to the plate, because this is your last rep before August camp opens. I've been talking to head coach Joe Harris-Simiak the past few weeks, and he mentioned to me one person that everyone will have their eyes on is running back Ramon Jefferson, who was a redshirt this past year. They're happy they ended up redshirting him because he has been very impressive in camp and spring practices so far, and this could be a big breakout day for him.
Absolutely. He's looked awfully good. We're seeing some of the depth in that receiver core, with even more coming in when the true freshmen report in August.
Yeah, you got Flash coming. Everyone's talking about that. They got to start branding that. See how many Flash signs you can get out there in the crowd at Alphonse Stadium. But it's tough when you talk about the spring game because, like you said, there are true freshmen that will come in, and you don't know how they're going to interact. You don't know how they're going to mingle in with everyone. Micah Wright's still not 100%, obviously, so I have been told that they are encouraged with what they've seen from him. He's bouncing back from that torn ACL, obviously. So Chris Ferguson could find himself with some offensive weapons next year. It's just a matter of, you know, a lot of holes on the offensive line. Great news for Jameel Demby, obviously, getting drafted. But Harris-Simiak told me yesterday that they wish they redshirted him just so they could have gotten him one more year.
Boy, the defense looks awfully good this spring and awfully deep. You just look around and say, oh, yeah, I forgot about that guy. He's still around as well. They've got some talent on the defensive side.
They do, and they haven't really lost much either. Najee Good underwhelmed a little bit in his senior season, and that allowed some other people to step up in the secondary. And obviously, Cam Whitaker, too, last year just emerged as a star. He was given that scholarship towards the beginning of the season, and he emerged as a star. So there's a lot of chance for players to create their own opportunities here at UMaine, and I think you will see a lot of that come August camp as well. And I think if anything is going to be consistent about this team next year, it's going to be that black hole defense that Maine fans are so familiar with.
It's also been, John, a nice shakedown cruise for coaches in new positions, starting with offensive coordinator Nick Charlton.
Yeah, and I was talking to Joe about that yesterday, too, that this is an audition for the players, but it's also an audition for the coaches because there has been so much shakeup. You lost two offensive coordinators this offseason alone, so Nick Charlton steps in. We actually, if anyone's interested, we did a little feature on him last week during one of their scrimmages where we mic'd him up during the practice. We had to censor some of it, but outside of that, everything was okay.
That was great, too. I really enjoyed listening to that.
Yeah, thank you. Andrew did a nice job with that. But it is, I mean, you have to form camaraderie as a coaching staff, too. And now this is Joe Harris-Simiak's third time doing this, and he's seen a lot of turnover over this time. So it's going to be interesting to see how the coaching staff takes advantage of these opportunities, too.
We're talking with John Alba, ABC 7, Fox 22. Also at the University of Maine, a very talented track and field athlete that you profiled this week. Tell us about this talented hammer throwette.
Yeah, it's Rachel Bergeron. She's from Waterville, and we talked with her yesterday, and she has a chance to win the America East Championship this weekend down in Baltimore. She was a clear-cut favorite last year as a junior, and she ended up fouling three times, and because of that, wasn't able to place. And she's looking for some redemption this time around. And then she told me that her goal is to make nationals and first come regionals. And if she figures that if she can clear 60 meters, she'll have a legitimate shot at going to nationals. And right now she only sits less than half a meter away from the UMaine record for the hammer throw for women. So she's also trying to break that on her way out too.
Now, John, you used to work for MLB Network. You're a big baseball guy, and you did an appreciation on the show for Ichiro Suzuki, who has stepped away from the game to become a special assistant to the Mariners. And, you know, probably because he's in the Pacific Northwest, we don't see the games live very often. So it was a pretty quiet 3,000 hits for East Coast fans, but that shouldn't detract from what he did in Major League Baseball.
Well, it certainly didn't help that he got it while playing for the lowly Miami Marlins. But, yeah, I'll tell you, man, I really think that Ichiro, and I said it in the piece last night, I really think Ichiro is the greatest hitter of all time. And it's hard comparing eras, obviously, Ty Cobb to Pete Rose, eventually to Ichiro. But you look at the versatility. No player ever in the history of the game has adopted so seamlessly from one version of the sport to the next. And there's a big difference between the Japanese style of the game and the American style of the game. And not only seamlessly made that transition, but dominated. I mean, this is a guy 10-plus seasons of 200-plus hits. It is unheard of in the American game. And he did it with such finesse in the outfield. He was a gazelle out there. His arm was incredible. And, you know, there's that old Teddy Roosevelt saying, speak softly and carry a big stick. And I think that is the perfect summary for Ichiro's career. And he had a very strange childhood where his father forced him to fall in love with baseball. And he did, and thousands of hitting reps every single day. And you know what? I'd say it paid off pretty well because he's a future Hall of Famer. And like I said, I think the greatest hitter of all time.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys, too, that they always say, look, if he wanted to be a home run hitter, he could have been a pretty decent home run hitter despite his size and would, in batting practice, often put on a little display of power.
Yeah, he did. And the way that he turned his hips when he'd swing, the way he opened space, I mean, you wouldn't see a lot of opposite field power from him, but he certainly had pull power and just a natural athlete who perfectly assimilated into the American game. And it is unfortunate that he probably doesn't get his due by a lot of East Coast baseball fans, but you know, you talk about a gentleman's game, and that often gets categorized with baseball, and I don't think it gets any more appropriate than Ichiro Suzuki.
Another guy right on the cusp of a big milestone, one hit away from 3,000 for Albert Pujols. Is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think Albert Pujols is one of the top three, top four right-handed hitters in the history of the game. It's and I know this all sounds maybe a little hyperbolic, but you have to think about the way in which Albert Pujols dominated straight out of the onset. National League Rookie of the Year, his first season, 30-plus homers. And to sustain those numbers in the way that he did throughout his entire run in St. Louis, he obviously, injuries kind of have hampered him a little bit with the Angels, and his production has slid, but a great ambassador to the game, has helped with underprivileged youth in the Dominican Republic exponentially and the rest of the Caribbean as well. And I mean, what more can you want from a guy like him? Two World Series championships as well, three home run game in the World Series. That as good as it gets. And I really do believe he's one of the greatest right-handed hitters that Major League Baseball's ever seen. He'll probably come very close to 700 homers too.
John, before we let you go, are you playing any music anytime soon, at least out in the public where the fans can see you?
I was going to say, I don't know. I think right now things are a little bit on hiatus, but hey, you never know at your local establishment when you might get a pop-up performance from myself. I will tell you this, the band that I started back in Jersey only 7-8 years ago actually just opened up for Bon Jovi at the Prudential Center down in Newark, New Jersey. And then my former bandmate, who's now leading the band, is opening for Bon Jovi again at Madison Square Garden. So I think things have gone all right in that department, so I'm real happy for them.
That's fantastic. John, always good to talk with you. Enjoy that spring game. John is up at the Jeff Cole scrimmage at the University of Maine, hoping to get it in before rain and thunder and all that kind of thing happen. Appreciate you making time for us on this busy Friday, John, and we'll catch you again
soon.
Thank
you. Thank you, Rich. You have a good weekend.
You too.